Oh yeah, here we go. What's up, everyone? Happy Tuesday. So today, we're continuing talking about different kinds of meditations, and we're going into one of my favorites. And that's just guided meditations. They're really great. I mean, seriously, they're great. You can find them just about anywhere. Declutter is an app that we use. You can find them on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, I mean, anywhere. You can find them for whatever specific thing you're looking into. You know, you want to clear the mind, you want to seek spiritual guidance, you want to meet your spirit guides or your higher self, you want to fall asleep, you want to manifest, you want to use affirmations. I mean, all of it's out there, and it's all great. And it is a fantastic place to start your meditation. In my opinion, it is the best place to start because it gives you examples, right? It kind of gives you an idea of what you're looking for. And, you know, kind of plants the seed for you to go through the process on your own in the future when you're ready. And, you know, it's one of those things where you don't really know until you know. You can just dive into meditation and try all these different things, but and eventually, you know, you will have success. But why not make it easier on yourself, right? I mean, spirituality, going in with no knowledge is hard to begin with anyhow. Especially if you're dealing with traumas from like past religious abuse or anything like that, you know, this could be a really, really hard thing to do. So I definitely recommend, if you're looking into meditation, definitely check out guided ones. They're the bee's knees. And what's awesome about them is it includes basically any option you can think of. You can do it with binaural beats. You can find them with frequencies. You can find them that lead to silence. You can find them that have conscious meditation, so you're consciously working on something. And one of my favorites is sleep meditations, where you start out with setting the place. You set yourself. You set the mood. You set the energy. And then you just drift off to some of the best sleep you've ever had. And the really good ones will go into either continued meditation speaking, or they'll go into affirmations. So you're getting some subconscious programming for positive effects on yourself. Positive change in your thought process. Positive change in your mind and rewiring those synapses that have been burned into your head for so long. And it sets that subconscious thought to get you to slowly start making that conscious action. Now, it's slower to make the conscious action because these synapses that are burned into us. You know, you make these habits, you do these things over and over and over again. That's where these bad habits come from, is they're actually burned into your brain, and you're going through processes to rewire that, almost literally rewiring it. So there's the concept about like how much of your brain is conscious versus subconscious. How much are we using this, that, and the other? There's a whole bunch of different theories on that. And the one that really sticks out to me is saying how 90 to 95% of our brain activity, our thoughts, our emotions, our energy, stuff like that, is subconscious. The remaining 5 to 10% is our conscious activity, the waking brain. Which when you dig into spirituality and a whole bunch of other consciousness theories and practices, it makes sense. How can you sit there and say these old adages like, well, sleep on it? Because there's so much ego in the waking mind. There is no ego in the subconscious mind, at least to my knowledge. So you sleep on these topics, or you pray, or you meditate on these topics, and then you have these revelations. Like, this is what I need to do, this is what I'm going to do, all these different things. Comes from the subconscious mind. Comes from source. Comes from your higher self, your spirit guides, your oh, what's the word? Guiding angels or something like that? Stuff like that. There's these connections. The chakra energy centers are real. They've shown physical proof of their existence. Feed them. Fuel them. Nurture them. Take care of them. Meditation's a great way to do that. Aaron Apke and Aaron Doty all have guided meditations. There's guided meditations everywhere. Guided meditations are awesome. They are my favorite to go back to all the time. All the time. I love guided meditations. Because it kind of takes some of the egoic thought out of it. You're going into them following some instruction, but the really good ones let you go about it on your own. They give you kind of a map of the land, and then you work out the pathway through it. Whatever you're struggling with. It's another great way to maintain presence too. That's one of the first kind of ones that I thought about doing. So seriously, we've been talking about meditation for over a week. I don't know what else I can do to convince you to at least give it a try. I'm not going to sit here and try to convince you, but it really, truly helps, and it really, truly makes a difference. Anyone that's watching these that knows me from before, I mean, basically, if you knew me before a year ago, you'd very easily say, like, this is not the dude I knew. I'm not trying to boast anything. I'm just trying to say, like, this is what happens. Your life changes. Your thoughts change. The way you go about life changes. I've done so much in the past year that I feel more enthused to share my success in life with everyone than I ever have before. I've always wanted to help. I've always wanted to be some form of teacher, some form of educator. We talked about this in previous episodes. But now I feel like I'm doing something that's way more helpful. Because I feel like my life would have been a lot better had I known 1% of this stuff a long time ago. And I'm seriously hoping that anybody that finds this, which is why I'm not age-gating it, I'm just not saying it's for kids, will get something out of it. The generation that's coming up now is crazy. And I think that's because of a lot of weird distortions that are going on in the spirit world in terms of densities with the planet as a whole. 2012 was the end of a cycle. 2012 was when Mother Gaia breached in the fourth density, and we're going through that process, and it's going to be traumatic. Because there's a lot of pain and a lot of suffering to shake off and to work through for the millions of years of the first three densities. And I want to try to do my best to help expedite that process, because it's going to be crazy. You know, and it might take a generation or two to really get through it. But it would feel good to know that, I mean, I already technically do know because all the teaching I've had, but it'd feel good to see the progress and see the help. But I'm not super worried about it. I'm seeing enough of it from others, and I know what it's done for me, and I know damn sure I'm not the only one. See you guys tomorrow. I love you.